Blog Talk Radio.
To Miracle Internet Church. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord's brought us through this week, and we're approaching the end of this week. Amen. We're progressing on our fast. The praise of the Lord is in the air. And I hope that you're enjoying your time with the Lord. Amen. I hope you all are making progress in the things of God. Amen. Amen. Now, special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We are a Protestant Christian internet church, and we meet on the internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America. I'm Pastor Sabrina. Brother Bill is here. Brother Marshall is here, and all of you are here. And so the Lord is in our midst right now. Amen. He's performing miracles even as we come up on the air. So we want to thank the Lord for what he is doing. Amen. We want to thank the Lord for what he's doing. He's very good. We want to invite everyone to join us in our chat room, and our chat room is located on our webpage. Our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up, cross the banner, you'll see MIC Radio Chat. Click that link. When the page changes, click guest and sign in using your name or your handle. Now, not too long ago, somebody signed in as Jesus Christ. That was inappropriate, and we would appreciate it if you don't do that again. Amen. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. We stick very closely with the scriptures here from the King James Version of the Bible, and that was quite inappropriate. You're forgiven. God bless you. Now, also, happy Friday to you too. Also, we're reminding everybody that your entries in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room should be five lines. Amen. Five. One, two, three, four, five. Praise the Lord. We're all there together. Amen. God bless you. We've enjoyed very much your praise reports, and I noticed that some of you are feeling a little freer at entering your praise reports in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. And we would like for you to continue. Yes, we would like for you to continue. We love to hear them, and it lets us know that you're really doing what you need to do with the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So we just want to thank the Lord for that. We also meet on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States and whatever time it happens to be where you are. So if you would like to join us, please prepare for Holy Communion if you desire to celebrate it with us, because we celebrate Holy Communion together at the beginning of the worship service on Sunday. Amen. So we pray that you're having a blessed fast in the Lord and that everything is going well for you. And if not, keep trusting the Lord. It soon will. Amen. Praise God. If you happen to be on a cell phone, we would suggest that you use your browser and go to the webpage, miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up across the banner, there are three white dashes against a black background. Click that. That's your link. And it opens up all the other links to you. Amen? So see, you're a part of this too. We want to thank the Lord for everyone who comes up regularly and everyone who supports us with prayers, with fasting, with tithes and offerings. However you support this ministry, we want to thank the Lord. Amen for you and for your effort in his kingdom. Amen. The Lord bless you. We are very grateful for all the prayers, for the leadership, and for the other saints. We want to thank you for that as well. It's very nice and very needed. Amen. Very nice and very needed. So we want to thank you for that. Amen, amen, amen. We also want to thank you for the Christmas card that we're getting and the thank you cards. We deeply appreciate them. They're very kind and very loving, and we appreciate all that you're doing. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me see if there's anything else I'm supposed to tell you. Oh, I know what it is, but we'll handle that in prayer. Amen. We are still praying for Mother Irene and her daughter as they're progressing through this season. Amen. We're still praying for them, and we're still lifting them up in prayer. We're still believing God to completely take Mother Irene's healing to completion. Amen. Amen. That's right, Brother Bill. Thank you for all the cards. They were so wonderful and so touching, and they really mean a lot to us. Amen. They really do mean a lot to us, and we appreciate your love and concern. So let's go before the Lord our God in prayer. Amen. You know, saints, this is a great day in the kingdom. Things may be rough outside, but in the kingdom, it's wonderful. No matter what kind of day you've had, it's a great day in the kingdom. You see, the things that are really important have never changed. Our Heavenly Father still loves us and takes care of us. Jesus Christ is still our Savior and our Lord. If we sin, we can repent. We can confess and repent and change. His blood will cleanse us. The Holy Spirit is still here in the earth for us. What's really important has not changed. So it does not matter what's going on outside. What really matters, it's what's going on inside the kingdom. Amen? What really matters, it's what's going on inside God's kingdom. Amen? The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Remember that. Just as things seem like they're not going to turn out, you got to remember, it's a great day in the kingdom. And you're not stuck in this world without the kingdom of God. Your true citizenship is in heaven. So this isn't the only place. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You got to keep a right perspective. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you for the blood of Jesus. And we press the blood of Jesus against every enemy of every member of this ministry in Jesus' name. We come against the enemies and the attackers and the demons, and the evil spirits that attack this ministry and its membership in Jesus' name. And from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over those spirits in Jesus' name. We bind the devil and all his wicked works. We bind every spirit coming through the computers, through the cell phones, every spirit in the atmosphere attempting to interfere in Jesus' name. We break the power of the devil. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. You have no right to attack the members of this ministry in any way in Jesus' name. We send your wicked attacks back on your own head according to the covenant in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over Omicron in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over Omicron. And we bind that devil in Jesus' name. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ, and we send it back wherever it came from in the name of Jesus. It does not belong to God's people. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Our bodies belong. They are the personal property of Jesus Christ. So we take authority, dominion, and power over any spirit, over any biological entity that's been released against the populace in Jesus' name, whatever it's called. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ, and we send it right back where it came from according to the covenant in Jesus' name. We raise the shield of faith, and we quench all the fiery darts of the wicked in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you, Lord, for our protections in the kingdom. And whomever, regardless of their position, may attempt to say that everybody's going to get this and everybody's going to get that, we condemn those words in Jesus' name. We bind them and we forbid any devil to attempt to manifest them in the name of Jesus Christ. We send them right back where they came from in Jesus' holy name. We want to thank you, Lord, that you stand with us. We thank you, Father, for your very presence in our midst. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We repent of our sins. We forgive all such as should be forgiven in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that when we confess our faults and sins to you, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We give you the praise. We thank you for the armor of God. We thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We thank you for your warring, linking angels that surround us and your praising angels. We thank you for their swords forever moving. We want to thank you, Father. We give you praise. We thank you, Lord. We know that the world is full of stress, and stress attempts to come home sometimes. So from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over stress and anxiety and worry and fret and oppression and depression and harassments by the enemy in Jesus' name. We loose ourselves from and disconnect ourselves from any spirit that may have followed us in Jesus' name. We know, Lord, that life is full of relationships and responsibilities and busy schedules, and they contribute to some of the things that go on in the home, Lord. We take authority, dominion, and power over tensions that escalate because of all the things that are going on and the spirits that are circulating in Jesus' name. We bind you. We thank you, Lord, that whenever things happen that are not expected, we take authority, dominion, and power over the trauma of hearing the news. We bind it in Jesus' name. We bind the stress that wants to continually mount in Jesus' holy name. We thank you, Lord, that sometimes these tensions are used properly when we turn them over to you. So, Lord, these events that show up in our lives unexpectedly, these events that show up, Lord, when we are least expecting, we turn them over to you, Lord. We hand them to the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And we thank you that what the enemy meant for evil, you'll turn it for our good. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you, Lord, for showing us how to work through challenges. Every family, every group, even singles have challenges, Lord. So we draw closer to you. And as we continue to move through whatever the situation may be, we thank you, Lord, that you'll guide us through the storm. You'll guide our families. You'll guide our couples. You'll guide the singles. You'll guide all of us through every storm because you are our hope and you are our foundation. We thank you, Lord, that even the things that we have to do together, our activities, bring us together, Lord, and bind us together in your love. We offer you, Lord, the activities of daily living. We ask you to use them to your glory in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for every time that we get to sit down together and have a meal together. Risa
Risa de Brisha, la Riduoso Dorabri, Carugosha da Rigisa Meshete, Nuna, no, Yarukusha de Brisa Tarabro, Halediosu, Risa la Redionda, Mashanda Rogohote, Rile Leviosunda, Rugusha de Bakushata, Shanda Ramanosa Terabrike, Leviosu Dorabrike, Sala Leviosunda Rabrike, Alleviosu Dorabrikia, Shanda Ramarisha, Ekunda Rayasandere Brisata, Rula Leviosunda Makisata. Help us, Lord. Help us to have time to sit down, to have a meal together, to fellowship with each other, to fellowship with you in our midst. We thank you. We give you praise, Lord. We ask that you draw us together, that as we sit down to enjoy the meal together and to share the activities of our lives, Lord, that you would draw us closer to you. We know, Lord, that whatever the situation is, you will come in our midst if we invite you in. Help us, Lord, to keep sight of the common interests that we have together in our relationship. Help us, Lord, to opening up to exploring new activities together. Help us to have fun together, Father, in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over worry, hurry, and scurry in Jesus' name. Always in a hurry, always moving fast. Can't slow down. Got to keep going. Got to keep up. The rat race, even in the home. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Lord, to let our heart be knit with your heart so that we will hear you when you say, slow down, slow down. Take a moment. Take a moment with me. We thank you for it, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We know, Lord, that sometimes we develop unhealthy habits. So we ask you, Lord, to help us to break those habits. Give us the determination. Give us the grace. Give us the courage to face those things and to present them to you. We ask for your strength to help us rise above the circumstances that we cannot change, but we can adapt to the situation. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. And we thank you for keeping us together as a family of God in Jesus' holy name. Amen. We just want to thank you, Lord. We just want to thank you. We just want to thank you, Lord. You're so good. And you're so on time, Lord. You're so on time. You know what we need every moment, every single moment. We take authority, dominion, and power, Father, over every spirit that's been trying to control our minds. And with the sword of the Spirit, we disconnect our minds from every spirit that is not of Jesus Christ that attempts to control our minds. We bind it. We put it into the cage. We send it to the feet of Jesus for judgment. And we command it to come up and out right now in Jesus' name. Every spirit that's been sent, that's been transferred in, every spirit that's been lingering behind after it was told to leave, every spirit that's attempting to interfere with our thoughts, with our memories, with the things we have to do in daily living, we bind you in Jesus' name. You have no right to attack us. And we send you to the feet of Jesus for immediate judgment. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We take authority, dominion, and power over every spirit of rebellion, every spirit of self-will, anger, selfishness, stubbornness, judgmental, unteachable, pride, control, possessiveness, hatred, roots of bitterness, resentments, violence, unforgiveness, retaliation, and memory recall. We bind that in Jesus' name. We bind childish adjustments and being striving excessively. We take authority, dominion, and power over disordered emotion. We bind the spirits of frustration in Jesus' name. Yerro kolele dio sundere briki. Erro la dio sundere brisha der erro kolele dio sunda. Risa da broca de libricia da broca bababe. Rikesi da brosa da brica de idioso to rubrique alalea. Risa da broca de idios and de brichisa da bri. Yara, we bind every spirit of frustration in the name of Jesus Christ. We command it to come up and out, go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. You have no right to attack the saints of God. You have no right at all to attack the saints of God. We thank impatience, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Impatience, we bind you in Jesus' holy name. We take authority, dominion, and power over I just can't take it anymore. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. Risha da broco to robrisha de diosundre bri. Roca baba baba kusha mama mama kusha da bri. Rele la diosundre brisha da broco de brisci de oroco relia. Risa da broco de diosundre rekiha baba baba. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his work. The Lord is close unto all them that call upon him and all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. Lord, we know that your word is true. We thank you and we give you praise. We take authority, dominion, and power over every spirit of fear, every spirit of anxiety, every spirit. We bind fear of the future in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We bind fear of the future and what the future may hold in Jesus' name. We command you to come up and out of the saints in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of the saints right now. Cough that spirit out in the name of Jesus. Intimidation. If it coulda, woulda, shoulda, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. All that if it coulda, woulda, shoulda, and what if, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. The what-if demons, we bind you in the name of Jesus. All the what-ifs bound in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over every mind that is not a sound mind in Jesus' name. We bind those devils in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over our minds right now. We plead the merits of the shed blood of Jesus over our minds. We bind confusion in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind weariness and well-doing in Jesus' name. We bind fainting in the mind in the name of Jesus. We bind fainting in the mind in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind anger. We bind resentment. We bind hatred. We bind unforgiveness. We bind every root of bitterness. We bind defilement. We bind irritations and annoyances and vexations in Jesus' name. We bind getting on your last nerve in Jesus' name. We Lord, we turn that last nerve over to the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Ba 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 ku ri si di erkuturo riki de la brucha de di asata rise de la bruja de di asata la bruja de di red de la brucha. We release the love of God that's in Christ Jesus our Lord. Risa le de di asia riki se me mama kusha risa de la bruja de di brisha de la bruja de ba 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 kushinda. We release the peace of God in Jesus' name. We bind every attack against our health in Jesus' name. Every attack against our health, be it our spiritual health, our soulish health, our physical health. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. Every attack must go back now in the name of Jesus. Every attack against our health, go back now. Go right back where you came from in the name of Jesus. We bind pinched nerves. Muscle strain, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Pain in the body, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Every pain in the body, you must go now. You must go now. You must go now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every attack against the mind, every attack against the body, you're bound in the name of Jesus. Return from whence you came in Jesus' name. Rula la dio sunda ba 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 sha. Erru sulla la dia. Risa ta da brica di di. Every fever, every cold, every flu, and every symptom, every chill, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Every chill, fever, ruka sa sore throat. Ruka said that a draining sinus, urigisa that a brisha that a broka baba baba shata, risa that a congested sinus, urigisa that a brisha, ruko to brisha that a brika did it. Come out of our bodies, come out now. You gotta go back where you came from. Go back where you came from in Jesus' name. Brisha da, risa that a broka did it. Yosundere brisha, yarregalele yosundere brika did it. Congestion, urika bound in Jesus' name. Infections, you're bound in Jesus' name. Rusa da da braka ba 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 shon da rakisa de rakasa. Whatever's going on in the nose and in the sinus, you're bound in Jesus' name. You must go back. Go back where you came from in the name of Jesus Christ. Risa la de Dios sunda rababa ba shoto rabrikiti. We take authority, dominion, and power over spirits of asthma. Every asthma attack is bound in Jesus' name. Difficult breathing, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out. Come up and out of the people of God. Go back where you came from in Jesus' name. Elbows. Come out of the elbow. Come out of the elbow right now in the name of Risa, come out of the elbow. Read the Bruca de Sota. Rule la Dios and the Bruca de Dios and the Rabrisata. E Babashon de Riki Babahasa. No, Riki. Erre de Brusata. Risa de Abreke de. Weight gain due to witchcraft. You're bound in Jesus' name. Weight gain due to witchcraft. You're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. All swellings, come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. All swellings, come up and out. We bind the spirit of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Come out. Come out of our bodies right now in the name of Jesus. Rusa la Dios un derebrisha de la bricate. Risa de la broca de la brisha de la broca de la brisha de la brisa da. Risa de la broca de she de su de la brica de. Rula la Dios un derebrisha de la brica de la Dios un de brucate. Risa de la broca de la Dios un de riquitita. Rala la la. We send the witchcraft back where it came from in the name of Jesus. Rula la Dios un de la brica. We send it all back. All of it. 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 Every attack against our bodies to make us swell up. and to gain weight, we bind it in the name of Jesus, and we return it from whence it came in Jesus' name. Excessive weight coming down the family lines. Oh, rikisha. Excessive weight coming down the family lines. We bind it in Jesus' name. Go back. We have a new family. The family of God. Ruko su darabrike de didio sun darabri. Risa darabroka bababa shon darakisata. Eru su darabri. Head, neck, and shoulders. We break your gripping hold, Satan, in Jesus' name. Head, neck, and shoulders. We break your gripping hold. In the name of Jesus. Eru goshan darugusa. Yeruko harakisa darabrisha darabroka de didia. Risa dada. We send it back to you, devil, in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeruko le didia si darabrusa. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, and demonic angels, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders. We cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take authority over the territory. And we take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And we come out of agreement with Satan and his agents and his kingdom in Jesus' name. We want nothing to do with the power of the devil. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong men and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, listeners, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, all electronic, digital, and technology demons and their attacks in Jesus' name. Leviathan spirits and their attacks. Kundalini spirits, even their psychic ability and their attacks. Water and marine spirits, their attacks. Sex devils, their attacks. Unclean spirits and their attacks. Passive devils and their attacks. Pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence, smart dust, all seducing, all sorcery demons and their attacks, all seducing, womanizing, and drone spirits, whoredom spirits and their attacks, all the voices of the stranger and their attacks, the Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries, and all remote viewing. We bind all audio and sonic weapons and all the voices of the charmers in Jesus' name. We thank you. We bind all the voices of the stranger and their attacks, and all hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks, mystic rituals and their intent. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind all microwave frequency attacks, all EMF attacks, 5G attacks, all microwave attacks, all sonic frequencies, and the work of every druid in Jesus' name. We bind electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and particles, techno-paganism, and mind control by the occult. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind the full moon and the witchcraft of the full moon for this month in Jesus' name. We pull that down. Oh, shoot, Ricky C, in the name of Jesus Christ. Ricky, we bind Buddhist, black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, Australian, European, American, Canadian, and native witchcraft in Jesus' name. We bind all seances in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every seance and the wickedness that's done there, and the demons that respond to the members. Rusa de la broca de Diosundi de Briquia, Tarabruse, Yarra Halle de Osundi de Briquia, she de la brusata, Yarra Halle de Diosundi. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind all Morgellons attacks and return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind Caribbean and Latin American black magic and white magic. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in our culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse devils, satanic worship, and witchcraft dedications. We bind the formation of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all familiars in the name of Jesus Christ. Isha bababakuta. And we send them back where they came from. And we cancel their assignments in Jesus' name. We bind the spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, spirits of supplanting the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts logic, human reasoning, demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. You're bound in Jesus' name. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, corrupt, undermine, reproach, despise, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of the generation of fools and the spirit of the fools and the anger of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We return to the senders according to the covenant, all in every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, retaliation, all avenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, every boomerang, each payback, and all requiting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name. This includes every evil work, mark, rite, ritual, ceremony, sacrifice, proclamation, pronouncement, vow, root work, or any sin against us, astral projections, sending demons to us to work against us and against all that pertains to us. No demon, no wicked person or unrighteous event left behind in Jesus' name. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and New Age movement, false religions, the spirits and works of the oppressors, the spirit and the children of disobedience, numerology, horoscopes, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, make-believe and fantasy, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. You're bound in Jesus' name. We bind the king of pride and his entire kingdom in the name of Jesus. We chain him with eternal chains under darkness. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in Jesus' name. Every demonic sacrifice is bound in the name of Jesus. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry, every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, all spies, combated jealousy, fleshly ambition, the corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptation to sin in Jesus' name. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Baselech, Molech, Python, Baphomet, and his 72, Neptune, Zeus, Atlas, Mammon, and Apollyon in Jesus' name. We undo the works of every demonic weapon, and we break the powers of every Masonic ritual and ceremony and their elements. We bind the work of the Demole in Jesus' name. We bind all the demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes, triggers, tumors, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their harassments, fear, witchcraft, and mind control back on their own heads in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We repent of an evil heart of unbelief in accord with Calvary. We ask you, Father, to teach us to guard our hearts with all diligence. We've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, whom we serve and obey. Thank you, Lord. We pray, Father, for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians, especially those that are being persecuted in any way, in Jesus' name. Father, we lift up to you those that were left in Afghanistan. We thank you, Father, that you're our way maker, and you never stop working. You're always working. You work on behalf of your people. And though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We pull out all fiery darts, pins, needles, spear, and voodoo, and anything sent to us by the wicked one in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut ourselves free with the sword of the Spirit from all ungodly silver cords, ley lines, ungodly soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, vows, pledges, pacts, consents, and garlands, and every form of agreement with the demonic realm. We break down and destroy walls of protection around Satanists, shamans, nanotechnology, wizards, warlocks, witches, sorcerers, diviners, and the like, in Jesus' name. We break the power of every curse, every hex, every vex, all charms, fetishes, and psychic thoughts sent to us in Jesus' name. We break the power of death spirits sent to us, bewitchments, potions, jinxes, mind control, voodoo, magic, and sorcery. We return it all to the senders in the name of Jesus Christ according to the covenant. We destroy the power of psychic warfare, torment, pain, sickness, destruction, incense and candle burning, chanting, incantations, root works, crystals, tribal rituals, and sin. We send it all back where it came from. It's not ours, and we don't want it in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your peace being upon your people. We thank you for your love being in our hearts. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us to the place where we're ready to receive what you have for us in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Everybody say amen. Well, our featured psalm for tonight's service is Psalm 108. Our featured psalm is Psalm 108. And our verse for meditation comes from the book of Psalms as well, Psalm 51, verse 10. Amen. Our featured ebook is Double-Minded Man, Spiritually Unstable. That's right, Double-Minded Man, Spiritually
unstable. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. So tonight, saints, the Lord's going to talk to us about an attitude of praise, an attitude of praise. Heavenly Father, as we come to you to receive your word to us tonight, help each of us to have an open mind and heart to hear what the Spirit says to the church. We are your church, Father, and your saints are assembled here to hear and to receive your words. Amen? We have to receive the words of the Lord. You know, a while back I told you all that we have to receive the Lord's words. We have to take them in. We have to meditate on them. We have to embrace them. We have to embrace the word of God. We can't let it just fly over our head. No, we have to open our hearts and embrace God's word. That's very, very, very important in your Christian walk. Amen? Simply put, praise is an expression of approval, esteem, or commendation. Praise is an expression of approval, esteem, or commendation. It suggests an outward show of strong approval. So, praise includes an outward demonstration. Praise includes an outward demonstration. Amen. Praise the Lord. Saints, do you approve of God? Well, before you answer that, consider your mouth attitude. Before you answer that question, consider your mouth attitude. When you love someone, there is a tendency to say kind and affectionate words to the one whom you love. You tend toward verbally relating on how pleased you are with their attributes, their quality, their characteristics that please you. You tell them how much they mean to you. You express their value in your life. You receive their encouragement, and you express your gratitude to them for their input, their service, and their support in your life. Well, this is fine when the situations of life seem to be favorable and when it appears that you will obtain something that is desired. But what happens when you are disappointed and nothing seems to be working in your favor? How do you speak then? The Lord is waiting for your answer. What happens to the glow and excitement that you once exuded when life was going your way? All that cheerfulness, all that joy. What happens to you when all of a sudden things are not going your way at all? Well, saints, many of us portray the same type of action when it comes to our relationship with the Lord. You come to the Lord desperate for something to fix your mess. Jesus Christ came to your rescue over and over and over again. You showed up desperate. Whatever the situation was, you had to get something done about it as soon as you could. A lot of you didn't even know what to say or do. You just knew that you needed help and you needed God in your life. And you had to do something. You didn't know what, but whatever somebody said, okay, you need to do this, you tried to do it. It was a time of desperation. Some of you were just finally convinced that you needed to obey God. Some of you were literally at the end of your rope. Some of you were about to commit suicide. Some of you were about to commit a crime that would have sent you to prison and maybe even to death. You know, there are all kinds of situations that lead us to Jesus Christ. Amen. Some of us were mistreated by others, and we needed a healing. Some of us needed a physical healing. There are all kinds of avenues and roads and venues that lead us to the Lord. But Jesus Christ stepped in when you needed him, and he came to your rescue, and he's been doing that over and over and over again. So you pledged your love and your loyalty to him forevermore. That's what happened. You pledged your love and your loyalty to him forevermore. You entered into a covenant relationship with our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ. You see, a covenant relationship is different from other relationships. It's a relationship that's embarked on by at least two parties. It is a relationship of choice. It's a relationship of choice. You choose to enter into a covenant relationship for whatever the reason is. You also choose to walk with the tenets of the relationship. Whatever the agreements are, you choose to be faithful to keep those agreements. And sometimes even vows are said that should you not keep the agreements of the relationship, certain things will happen to you. You see, covenant relationships aren't like other relationships. They're in a different category, and you have to treat them with great respect and reverence. They require truthfulness. They require faithfulness. They require integrity. Amen? Yes, they do. There are many covenant relationships in the Bible. Some, love was an element. Others, love was not. So, we have entered into a covenant relationship with our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ our Lord. As long as things were improving, in your opinion, you were all aglow for Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But when you discover that maturity must become a continuing theme in your relationship with your Lord, your attitude and approval rating of God changes. I'll say that again for you. When you discover that maturity must needs become a continuing theme in your relationship with your Lord, your attitude and approval rating of God changes. Slowly but certainly, you begin to murmur about life situations that displease you. You begin to complain about issues that never seem to change. You lose interest in your prayer time. You get too busy. And eventually, in your scripture studies, you haven't had time to complete them. Till at least and at last, you've grown cold on your relationship with the Lord. Dissatisfaction has a way of testing the sincerity of your claim of love and faithfulness to God. Dissatisfaction has a way of testing the sincerity of your claim of love and faithfulness to the Lord. So you've become disillusioned concerning your walk with Christ. You thought that once you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that you had a fix for everything. Then it begins to dawn on you that you are actually going to have to change. Yes, you must change. Not just exchanging bad habits for good habits, but changing what you have always been. What a discovery. That's right. You were doing just fine. Well, I've come to the Lord. He's fixing things. He's helping me. And now you tell me that I must change? That is correct. Not just your habits, not just your behaviors. You have to change. That's right. Now, sin in your life is being exposed more and more and more. And you can see that you're not actually all that. Reality is setting in. You can smell your own spiritual odor. And it is really quite odious and offensive. Meantime, you're doing all those things that Christians are expected to do. Finally, you can take it no longer, so you call in for prayer and deliverance. Well, it took long enough, didn't it? And the Holy Spirit answers your call. Hallelujah! God is great again, and once again, he is worthy to be praised. Well, isn't that wonderful? Well, saints, the Lord delights in blessing you, however ever happened to your attitude of praise. What happened to that? Every believer needs to learn how to make the devil shut up. Every believer needs to learn how to make the devil shut up. Praise is the way to silence him. Praise will short circuit the oppression of his evil thoughts. Praise will bring the weapons of God to bear against the attack of the enemy. In Psalm 8, beginning with verse 1, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. My, that's good. Let's have a look at David's warfare. You see, David used praise in warfare. Do you? Have you done it? Have you done it and stopped doing it? Let's look at what David did. In verse 1, David begins by using the name of the Lord as a weapon of warfare. David begins by using the name of the Lord as a weapon of warfare. Yes, if you're going to be an overcoming Christian, you must do spiritual warfare God's way. You must do spiritual warfare God's way. And how did David launch this missile of the name of the Lord? How did he launch this missile of the name of the Lord against the enemy? What did he do? How did this take place? The vehicle which he used to release this missile into the enemy's camp is praise. That's how he did it. That's what he did. In verse 2, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. So, in verse 2, we are told that there are more than one enemy and adversary. He says, because of thine enemy. It's not just one. Yes, against the evil spirit. And to what end is all of this, you say? Well, saint, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. That's why. O Lord our God, the majesty and glory of your name fills all the earth and gushes forth in the heavens. Your little ones offer to you perfect praise. May their praises to you humiliate and silence your enemies. Because of and due to many demons of Satan attacking believers, God has ordained a method to silence them. Yes, he did. That thou mightest still. In other words, you could say that you might make Satan shut his mouth. There is awesomeness in strength at work here. The angels get involved in the action too. Babes and sucklings, nursing babies, get in on the action as well. So if you're still in sandbox, you should be well practiced by now. Our parallel scripture is in Matthew. Chapter 21. And I'm turning there now. Matthew chapter 21. Amen. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 21. And we're going to begin. What is happening in this scene is that Jesus is coming into town. That's right. Verse 5. Tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. So Jesus is entering into town, and he's sitting on his vehicle, which is an animal, and there's this great multitude of people there that are shouting and yelling and saying all kinds of things. It's sort of like a great big parade. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? So you have, as Jesus is coming into town, all of this uproar, all of this commotion, so much so, that people stop what they are doing to become involved in what's happening. And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers, of them that sold doves, and said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased. So here in verse 15, you see, excuse me, an example of the children being involved in the praise. The children were crying out, Hosanna to the Son of David! Hosanna to the Son of David! Hosanna to the Son of David! And you know how children are. When one of them starts it, the rest of them jump in. That's the way it works. And so the chief priests and scribes were pretty irritated, because here these children were running around at the top of their lungs hollering, Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David. And they just kept saying it and kept saying it and kept saying it and kept saying it. And they wouldn't be quiet. They wouldn't hush up. They wouldn't quit. They wouldn't stop. To him, hearest thou what these say? And Jesus saith unto them, Yes, have ye never read, Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. That's right. Perfected praise. That's very important in the life of a believer. You see, every believer must have praise life, a prayer life. Every believer must have a praise life, a devotional life, a prayer life. Every believer, not just one or two, not just certain people, everyone, every single person. Jesus Christ founded on what David said in Psalm 8. You see, perfected praise comes out of anyone who desires to offer it to the Lord. In combating the devil, the strength of our God is activated on our behalf when we move into praise. Combating the devil
the strength of our God is activated on our behalf when we move into praise. The ordained strength of God's people in battle is their perfected praise. The ordained strength of God's people in battle is their perfected praise. Herein is God glorified. Saints, we must choose to develop and maintain a perpetual and constant attitude of praising God. You see, too often we get in our emotions, and our emotions say, this isn't a good time to praise the Lord, but I'm going to tell you what the saints told me. There are only two times to praise the Lord, when you feel like it and when you don't, and especially when you don't. You see, we are supposed to keep praise moving in our heart continually. There should be praise in your spirit coming forth throughout the day, periodically. You should hear the praises of the Lord inside you, bubbling up. It's not just something you do when the praise leader says, okay, it's time to praise the Lord now. No, it's supposed to be continually effervescing and bubbling up within you all the time. And if it's not, you need to go find out what's stopping up your well. You need to find out what's stopping your well. You know, there was a song we used to sing based on a scripture that talks about spring up, oh well. There's a well. The song went, there's a river of life flowing out from me. It makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. It opens prison doors, sets the captive free. There's a river of life flowing out from me. Spring up, O well. So you see, saints, you can't just sit there and not praise the Lord. Earlier today, I posted in the MIC radio chat a song. And the song is directly related to the fast that we're on now. I encourage you, after the broadcast, to go in the chat room and scroll up and find the song and listen to it. Amen? Some of you already have, and you've been blessed. You told me so. But the praises of the Lord have to stay within us. Sometimes it shuts down because of our bad attitude. We need to check that. But we need to have the praises of the Lord flowing in us continually, all day long, all day long. It's not just what you hear through your headphones. No, it's what you hear in your spirit. You hear in your spirit. Your spirit man begins to bring up songs to you, songs that you learned before but have forgotten, songs that you've never heard before. They're new to you. But it's supposed to be like a geyser. It's supposed to well up in you and come forth. It comes with joy. It comes with enthusiasm. It comes with power. You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength, but it's connected to our praise.
There are times the Lord will stir our hearts with a song because there's warfare going on against us. And we're busy trying to make a peanut butter sandwich. But the Lord will interrupt that situation for us to begin to praise him. We need to respond. We don't need to hum. We need to sing. We need to enter into active praise. Why? Because warfare is taking place. And we need to launch our missiles. We need to engage in warfare through praise. Have you been doing that? Sometimes we become stymied because of the actions of the adversary against us. We need to bind the devil. Whatever is stopping up your well of praise, you need to bind the devil. You need to get him out of the way. Maybe you need to repent, but you need to find out. Because the praises of the Lord are supposed to be moving in your spirit all the time. This is not relegated to, okay, it's time to do praise and worship. No, it's supposed to be continually bubbling up in you, always and forever, no matter where you are and what you're doing. The praises of the Lord are all in your heart. That's right. We're supposed to have songs and hymns and spiritual songs all the time in us, all the time. Spiritual songs are supposed to be, it's like blood flowing through your veins, only it's springing up into eternal life. That's how our life is supposed to now. It's hard, saints, it's hard to be depressed and oppressed if you're praising the Lord continually. Amen. Ephesians 5:19 says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. That's right. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Think about that. Continual praise, perpetual praise, perfected praise coming forth from your heart to the Lord. You know, saints, the Lord is enthroned on our praises. He inhabits the praises of his people. Yes, he gets right in the middle of it, right smack dab in the middle. He inhabits the praises of his people. And that means we can't afford to be running around with no song in our heart. We just can't. We need God to hang out with us. We need God to hang out with us. Amen? We need him to stick around. We need him to want to hang out with us. You know, during David's reign, there was continual praise being offered. The singers and the minstrels worked on 8-hour shifts. That's right. They worked in 8-hour shifts. And so the praise was going forth continually the whole time. And that moved even into Solomon's reign. Praise was continually going forth before the Lord. You know how we try to teach you that you should keep the scriptures playing in your home or wherever you are. They ought to play continually. Why? Because it sets an environment for the Lord, for the Holy Spirit. And the environment of a believer is important. It sets an environment, and the demons don't care for that environment. Some of you get vicious attacks, but you know you need to improve your environment. You need to stop that murmuring and complaining that you do, and you need to change your environment. You need to change your atmosphere. You need to begin to speak forth the words of the Lord into your atmosphere. It changes what goes on around you. Amen. In Hebrews, let me see if I can get back to where I was, Lord. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15, Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. There ought to be an automatic flow coming forth from you. Psalm 34, verse 1. Psalm 34, verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Well, you can't have it that way if you're busy involving yourself in strife. If you're nitpicking at your neighbor, you can't be blessing the Lord at the same time. Blessing and cursing shouldn't come out of the same fountain. If you're busy criticizing your spouse, well, you can't be praising the Lord continually with your mouth. You see, the Lord has come to change what's in our mouth. He's not liking what he's hearing. He's wanting to do more. But he can't because we've been hindering him with our mouth. Psalm 35 and verse 28. On second thought, we're starting at verse 27. Psalm 35, beginning with verse 27. Them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yes, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. Well, if you're going to be doing that, if your tongue is going to speak of his righteousness and his praise all the day long, there's no way to fit in murmuring and complaining. Now, is there? Amen? There's not enough room. In Psalm 71, verse 8, Psalm 71, verse 8, my mouth be filled with thy praise,
and with thy honor all the day, the whole day. So that doesn't leave any room for gossiping. There's just no room. Your mouth is to be filled with praise and with God's honor, with God's praise and his honor all the day. That doesn't leave any room for gossip. Mm-hmm. Psalm 79. Psalm 79, beginning with verse 10. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is their God? Let him be known among the heathen in our sight by the revenging of the blood of thy servants which is shed. Let the sighing of the prisoner come before thee. According to the greatness of thy power, preserve thou those that are appointed to die, and render unto our neighbors sevenfold into their bosom their reproach, wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. So we, thy people and sheep of thy pasture, will give thee thanks forever. We'll give thee thanks forever. We'll give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations. Amen? All generations. Psalm 104, beginning with Psalm 104, beginning with verse 33. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. Somebody needs to make a covenant of praise with the Lord. I don't know who that is, but somebody that's listening needs to do that. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Whomever that person is, this is your scripture, Psalm 104, verses 33 and 34. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Saints, we cannot take God's blessings for granted, as many of the saints have, and sinned against the Lord. Let's go to the Gospel of Luke. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 17. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, beginning with verse 12. And as he entered, speaking of Jesus, into a certain village, met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. You know, the lepers couldn't come close to regular people. They had to warn you as they were coming down the road, unclean, 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 they had to shout. So people would stay away from them. And so when they realized that Jesus was coming, they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. Now you see, the way it was set up, once you received your healing was visible, you were supposed to go to the priest to show him that you'd been healed, that your leprosy was healed, and so he could pronounce a blessing and so on and so forth. Well, and it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. As they went, as they followed the instructions that Jesus gave them, as they were walking in obedience, they were cleansed. You see, that's why some people don't get their healing. That's why some people don't get their healing. They just sit there waiting on it to hit them in the head. But this is a whosoever will faith. And this is a doing faith. We can't just be hearers of the word. We must be doers also. They heard what Jesus said. He gave them direct instructions. Go show yourself unto the priest. They had to actually do that. They had to leave from where they were, no matter how inconvenient it might have been, and do what Jesus said. Some people never receive their healing because they won't do what Jesus says to do. They have their own idea. But you see, because sometimes Jesus' idea of what you ought to do to be healed doesn't make any sense to you at all because it doesn't appear to be related to what you need. But Jesus is never wrong. He's God. And when he gives us instruction on what we ought to do, we ought to humble ourselves, reverence him, and obey him. And it came to pass that as they went, as they were walking out their obedience to Jesus, they were cleansed. And one of them, just one, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God, fell down on his face at his feet. He prostrated himself on his face on the ground at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Thanking the Lord from the bottom of his heart. And this person wasn't a Jew. This one was a Samaritan. He was one of the half-breeds, you know, half this and half that. Rejected by the Jews because he wasn't completely a Jew. He was half Jew and half whatever else it was he was. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? Didn't he heal 10 people? Why is there just one of them thanking the Lord? Why is that? And so Jesus asked, where are the 9? There were 10 of you, and now there's just one of you going on. There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. So the Jews kept on trucking. It was the Samaritan that came back to say thank you to the Lord. You know, it's funny, saints, how sometimes the Christians take God's blessings and his grace and his mercy for granted. And that's what we see happening here. They just kept on going because they had what they wanted from the Lord. And they didn't have any more use for Jesus after that. A lot of people are that way. They come to the Lord to get what they need, what they want, and when they get it, not only do you not see them in church anymore, but they're not honoring the Lord at all anymore because they've got what they wanted from the Lord. Some people only hang around Jesus to get him to do something for them. They want to get their life back to the way it used to be. They don't have any true appreciation for Jesus himself or devotion to him. They just want to get what they want. They want what used to be in their lives to be back the way it was. But Jesus himself? Huh. Who has time for that? They're too busy with this and with that and with this and with that once they get what they want from the Lord. Are you one of those? You see, if you read a little further about this story in the Bible, you'll find that this gentleman received more than what the others received. This gentleman was made whole. He didn't just get a healing. He was made whole. In verse 19, and he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Being made whole is a greater grace than just receiving a healing. So you see, saints, we cannot afford to behave like the nine lepers. Life is too desperate and we are too needy. We must worship the Lord. We must honor him. We must remain thankful and filled with praise. Thankfulness in our hearts makes a world of difference in our covenant relationship to the Lord. Psalm 68, beginning with verse 3. Psalm 68. Beginning with verse 3. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before the Lord. Yes, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God. Sing praises unto his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Yah. And rejoice before him. All right? So they're having problems at your job. And the computer system that sees to it that you get paid had a crash. And so now it's going to be a delay before you get paid. But your bills are still there. What are you going to do? Well, I would suggest you use this psalm. But you know, most people don't do that. Most people jump into worry and fret and stress immediately. But saints, that's not a righteous response. That is not a righteous response. Verse 19, same psalm, Psalm 68, verse 19. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefit, even the God of our salvation. Think about that. God daily gives us benefit. Shouldn't we be thankful? Shouldn't we continually praise him? He deserves to be praised. Verse 32. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. To him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. Excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the cloud. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. Lord, you're awesome. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God. Saints, you can take the book of Psalms and make a song yourself. Add your own tune to it. You don't need anybody else's tune. You can make up your own and sing the Psalms to the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Psalm 30, verse 4. Psalm 30, verse 4. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. You know, we talked a little earlier about how when you're old, you're so captivated by this one that you're constantly praising their characteristics and attributes and qualities that you are just taken over by. Well, do you give God thanks at the remembrance of his holiness? We're commanded to right here in this scripture. The Lord. Psalm 92, verse 1. Psalm 92, verse 1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name. Remember, saints, that murmuring and complaining is forbidden by God. It's forbidden. Philippians chapter 2, verse 14. Philippians chapter 2, verse 14. Do all things without murmurings and disputing. All things. So there's nothing you can do and murmur and dispute and complain. You just can't. It's forbidden. You're not to partake of it. Even when that jar falls whole and it's starting to turn blue, no murmuring, no complaining. The Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 43. The Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 43. Jesus was talking to the disciples, just as he's talking to us, and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. Murmur not. Do not murmur among yourselves. None of that murmuring. None of it. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, beginning with verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, beginning with verse 9. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, speaking of the Israelites in the wilderness, and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Well, God's no respecter of persons. If murmuring got them destroyed by the destroyer,
it's available to us as well. Amen. Remember to always thank the Lord for your blessing. Covenant relationship with God is a mutual blessing. God receives a people, and his people have a relationship with the mighty God. Covenant means faithfulness. Keep a covenant relationship with the true and living God. Continue in it. There is a tremendous advantage to doing this. Blessing comes with right covenant relationship. Being in a covenant relationship with God brings peace, safety, protection, victory, health, prosperity, and many other blessings. Amen? Amen. So, saints, we need to cultivate an attitude of praise in our hearts continually. We must cultivate this. Some of us have said, oh, Lord, I'll praise you, and then life went on, you know. We'll go back to that commitment and renew that commitment to the Lord. That's what you do. Amen? What you do. You go back to the Lord and say, Lord, I know I promised this to you, but I got off. And I'm come back to renew my commitment to you, to have an attitude of praise. Amen, saints? Amen and amen. Brother Bill, you got
praise
a testimony?
Praise the Lord. I sure do, Pastor. Ready to hear them? Oh,
yes,
my goodness. We have a bunch of them. Oh, good, good, good. I want to start with my testimony about this praising. Over the years, I've learned I used to get some horrible attacks. I learned spiritual warfare. I would have one side of my body go numb, and I'd start singing blood songs. I'd get out my guitar. I'd sing it if I didn't have it with me. And them things would just fade away and leave. They couldn't stand being around Jesus. Those devils just ran like little cowards that they are. They all bowed to the name of Jesus. I just praise you for that, Lord. Praise you for teaching me how to fight. Praise you, Lord Jesus. I give you all the praise and all the glory. And we have some wonderful praise reports. You've got to hear this. Chris said, praise. This was before last Wednesday. Praise before tonight's sermon. I started feeling ill. I went to lay down, but pressed in warfare and praises to end up with the victory in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Nausea went away. All glory belongs to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Praise you for that. And Nina has a praise report. Got off work about 5. The traffic wasn't heavy but steady. A vehicle blew a thick cloud of smoke. I couldn't see anything, but God guided me through the smoke. Praise you for your mercy and grace, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. And we just give you all the praise and glory, Lord Jesus. NK says, praise and thanks to God for the deliverance I received with Pastor Sabrina tonight. It was at this church where I have experienced being a loved daughter, sister, and friend for the first time. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you for that. And here's another wonderful praise report. Trish says, praise the Lord. The Supreme Court of the United States just blocked the OSHA vax mandate. Praise you, Lord. Is that not one of our prayer requests that we've prayed for with Brother Marshall? We praise you for that, Lord. We see things change whenever we pray. That's why it's so important, prayer warriors, to be in agreement when Brother Marshall's praying, just like you do in the beginning. And we'll see God keep changing things. It's just amazing. It's Trish also says, Praise the Lord, my retirement paperwork was just signed. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And DCH has a praise report. Thank you, Jesus and MIC leadership for having the MIC archives. And here's one example. Dr. Pat had talked about the owl statue that represents Satan, which is located in the Bohemian Grove, which is worshipped by presidents, politicians, businessmen, all who's who in the world. A few nights ago, I heard an owl outside my house making sounds. So I immediately said, if that's not a real owl that I'm hearing, I bind, cage, and chain it and command those evil spirits of the owl to leave, and I send you to the feet of Jesus to be judged before your time. The sounds immediately stopped. It went silent. So I knew it was an evil spirit. I do the binding every time I hear an owl near my house, and as we do the real owls in the woods around my house. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, praise you. Look how DCH is growing. Praise you, Lord Jesus. You're teaching our prayer warriors how to fight. And Amori has a praise report. On January 6th, someone has stolen my card and spent $200 on it. The bank said it would take 3 days of an investigation and an additional 10 days to proceed. Well, on the 13th, I remembered the Lord had brought up an old song I heard when I was a little child. Faithful, faithful is our God, reaping the harvest. God promised me to take back what the devil stole from me. And I rejoice today, and I recovered. I did recover all. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you. Rosette has a praise report. The Lord brought me back the job that I had lost last year through jealousy of evil coworkers. I was called back with an increase in pay. Praise God. We're recovering all the enemy has stolen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord, for that. MM has a praise report. I'm thanking God for this fast and continued deliverance and the salvation walk. I thank him for conviction, correction, encouragement, his mercy, his grace, and I can just make it through life the way he's calling me to be. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's a wonderful praise report. Dina has a praise report. When I ordered supplements, it was delivered. It was supposed to be 120, is only 60. I called them and they told me that they'd give me a full refund and I didn't have to return it. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. That's a blessing. And JC has a praise report. Father God, I want to give you glory and praise. On January 1st, the individual who tried to open a PayPal account, my name did not prosper in their endeavors, and you were able to keep me in safety. I just praise you, Lord Jesus. These are wonderful praise reports. I give you all the praise and all the glory, and saints, if you'll listen to Pastor, you'll be an overcomer. I just give you praise, glory, and I thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you with all my heart. And I give you all the praise and glory. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina. Wow.
Wow is right. Wow is right. Well, saints, I've posted that song again that I posted earlier today to encourage the saints to praise the Lord. It's about what our fast is about. So it's there now. I encourage you to avail yourself to it after the broadcast and to get on with what God said to do, praising him. Amen. Amen. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235, and we're going to go to our call line to see who wants to talk and who has something to say for the Lord. Area code 407. Well, that one just left. Area code 706. You're on the air now in Jesus' name.
Hi, Pastor Sabrina. This is Marcelina.
Hello?
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm blessed.
Okay. Great. I'm doing well. Thank you. I want you to agree with me in one of my blessing scriptures that I chose. First, Second Corinthians 9 and 8, which says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always have in all sufficiency, and all things may abound to every good work.
Agreed, in Jesus' name.
And also, I've been having a lot of spiritual warfare, especially in my dreams. And I know it has to be because of witchcraft, dealing with witchcraft. And it's probably coming from the same person.
Yes.
You know who that is. And
yes, I do.
He still hasn't gotten all his equipment out of the lodge, which he should have gotten that several days ago, and he's just dragging his feet. I just want to pray against that wickedness and witchcraft.
Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, you're in the midst of this warfare. And we thank you for peace in the midst of the storm. From our position seated in heavenly place. With Christ Jesus. We thank you for that sword, Lord, that just moved through. We thank you that it was your sword. And there's a disconnection that just happened. Hey, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Father, we ask you to complete the disconnection in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over those spirits that are procrastinating from coming to get their stuff. We forbid them to continue to procrastinate in Jesus' name. We command them to come and get the stuff and leave. You've been evicted. You've been evicted. You've been evicted in Jesus' name. You've been evicted in the name of Jesus Christ. You are the God who subdues all things unto yourself. We thank you for the eviction order and the eviction notice, Lord, in Jesus' name. You've been put out in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We take authority, dominion, and power over the witchcraft that's being sent from that end. The Lord says to you not to worry. He's taken care of that.
Yes,
he's taken care of that. We send all that witchcraft back, Lord, where it came from. It has no business coming to attack your daughter in Jesus' name. Every wall of fire, wall of fire, wall of fire around your door. We release the protection of the Lord. We thank you, Father, for your adjudication in this matter. We thank you for the Lord attack on the righteous judge. Adjudication in this matter in Jesus' name. And hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord said to tell you it's going to be well with you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I'm perceiving that you may need to go through your property and ask the Holy Spirit to show you things that were left behind deliberately.
Okay.
To work powers against you and to destroy those things.
Yes.
I hear evil intent. Evil intent. Father, we burn the evil intent.
In the name of
the law of witchcraft in Jesus' name.
No weapon formed against our sister shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against her in judgment, we all condemn now in Jesus' name. We forbid any spirit to pick up any root of the uttering or sound or word leveled against our sister in the name of Jesus in order to perform it. We bind that. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We bind
thank
that
you,
in the name of Jesus. And we return it from whence it came in the name of Jesus Christ. We release blessings over our sister. We release peace. We release divine health. We release prosperity over our sister in Jesus' holy name. We thank you. Hallelujah. Keep the praises going. Keep the praises going in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
You're welcome. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Area code 689, you're on the air live in Jesus'
Hallelujah.
Name.
I know I'm at work, and I hope they might think I'm nuts, but who cares? Guys, I'm just now getting to work because I just ran out of my car, almost caught on fire with me while I'm driving. So I give God glory. I'm just coming for that. I give him praises. A good car. My regular car is in the shop, and then I'm just driving the car that they gave me unmarked, and I'm driving, and all of a sudden the thing trying to catch on fire while I'm in the turn lane to turn. But I was able to get out and wait for the tow truck. Thank God. I just want to give God the glory for that because I ran out of
thank
here,
you.
Leave everything. Praise the Lord, and that's all. I just want to come on here and just show you how God is good. He's good. His mercy endures forever. And I caught the part that Pastor was talking about, and the song that says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I just want to thank the Lord for that. I am so grateful right now because I could have been, like, burned up in that car. But I was able to get out and run through traffic and never got hit by nothing. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you and praise the Lord with our sister.
Thank you,
the
Lord.
The Bible says we to rejoice
you,
with
Lord.
Them that rejoice. Praise the Lord.
I'm telling you, I'm grateful. I'm
we worship
praise
the
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My car just caught like trying to burn me up in my car. Hallelujah.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. That was the weirdest thing ever, but it's all good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Could have been burnt up in that car and caused traffic, whatever, but God never, what was intended for wickedness, God made it for good. So I just want to praise you, Lord. Yeah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
How is Mother doing?
Oh, Mother is, I left her this morning. I went to clean her ears and do all the little stuff that I do. She wouldn't let nobody go in her mouth because she just don't let people put things in her mouth. So I have to go there and clean her mouth and do everything. But she's doing a lot better. Last night when I left there yesterday, Pastor, she just kept staring at the ceiling, and I bind whatever was in the ceiling because she wouldn't like, it's almost like she stayed like in a trance, like looking in the ceiling, just staring at something, and then I had to, you know, like when you're shading your face from the sun and you use your hand, I had to do this, and I'm like, what are you looking at up there? So whatever is up in there, I bind it in the name of Jesus, and I cage it, and I send it to the feet of Jesus for judgment, to be judged before his time, and that's when I look over there, and I found that little black thing that was on the thing that I, you know, that the remnants of what the evil one leaves behind, so we still fighting fast.
Okay.
And just keep
if
praying.
You can
thank
burn
you.
That thing, dude. If you can burn that thing, do.
It's several times those things come, and I just don't know what to do with them. So I end up, like, flushing them, you know? So, but next time when
okay.
they come, I'll
if
just
you,
burn
if
them.
If you have a tin can, leftovers
mm-hmm.
from vegetables or whatever, put it in the can,
yes.
set it ablaze.
Right. And then
and
I when I pick it up, I anointed my hands and stuff before I pick it up, so... I don't know what they're trying to do, but God is good. Just want to
amen.
Thank you guys.
Father,
and, amen.
Jesus, that attack that came to mother.
In agreement.
Oh,
Thank you, Lord. Wherever your spirit is, there's liberty. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. We'll talk to you later.
Praise the Lord.
God bless.
All right. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
The enemy is ugly, but God is greater. Area code 406, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hello, Pastor.
Hello.
I have been listening for a little over a week now, and I tried calling in two other times, and for whatever reason, it didn't go through. But just everything you've covered in the past week and a half are things I've listened, I've absorbed, and sin runs deep on my side of the family, and I've been divorced for over a year, and on my daughter's side of the family, her father, and I just want, you know, whatever I've taken on, brought on personally, I want it removed, I want as far from it as possible, and the attacks from from whatever generational things that are hindering my daughters and I to heal and to move forward. And from their dad's side, my lawyer called me today and she said that he's trying to amend the parenting plan, a parenting plan that he hasn't followed through with for 2 years. And we're all just getting over COVID too. And it's just kind of odd that even though we had COVID over Christmas and New Year's, now my lungs are like, have started to get this inflammation. And I don't know, I just need prayer with all of that.
Okay. Well, let me say this. The first thing you need to do is to spend some time seeking the face of the Lord.
Okay.
You need to make your relationship with the Lord right. Okay?
Okay.
Have you ever come to the Lord before? Or is this the first time?
No, I haven't.
And what happened? What happened?
I just feel like I wanted my way with things. And even though I was coming into the Lord in 07, I got baptized and baptized with the Holy Spirit as well. I have a prayer language and I met my daughter's dad and my eyes were set on him rather than God. And within like years of being baptized, he came beside me and said, you know, he was a Christian as well, but it was just false. It wasn't true. It wasn't real. And I still chose to go forward and marry this man. And knowing in my, you know, the Holy Spirit telling me that this isn't what you want to do, and I did it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, are you ready to make things right with the Lord?
I am.
All right. Then repeat after me.
Okay.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
And a betrayer.
And a betrayer.
I came to you before.
I came to you before.
And you received me.
And you received me.
And the Holy Spirit was guiding me.
And the Holy Spirit was guiding me.
But I allowed my flesh.
But I allowed my flesh.
And my emotions.
And my emotions.
And my thoughts.
And my thoughts.
And my desires.
And my desires.
To lead me into idolatry.
To lead me into idolatry.
And into rebellion.
And into rebellion.
And now I'm reaping the consequences.
And now I'm reaping the consequences.
I violated the word of God.
I violated the word of God.
That says that there is no fellowship.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
That says there is no fellowship.
That says there is no fellowship.
Between Christ.
Between Christ.
And Belial.
And what?
Belial.
And Belial?
Yes. That's a demon that leads you away from godliness into uncleanness.
Okay.
And he led you away from Jesus Christ into a life that the Lord wouldn't have you to have. That's what he did. He caused you to put down your weapons of warfare. That scripture is in 2 Corinthians 6:15. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15.
Okay.
All right, let's continue with the prayer. Now that you know that. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I ask you to forgive me and cleanse me.
I ask you to forgive me and cleanse me.
I ask you to disconnect me from every spirit that is not of you.
I ask you to disconnect me from every spirit that is not of you.
I ask you to deliver me.
I ask you to deliver me.
And to heal me.
And to heal me.
And to heal my children.
And to heal my children.
And to deliver them as well.
And to deliver them as well.
I believe that you are God.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I believe that you are God.
I believe that you are God.
I believe that you died on Calvary for my sin.
I believe that you died on Calvary for my sin.
I ask you to come into my heart and be my personal Savior.
I ask you to come into my heart and be my personal Savior.
And the Lord of my life.
And the Lord of my life.
That means that Jesus is in, he's the one governing your life, not you, him. You're turning your life over to him. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that what you want to do?
Yes.
Because you're not going to be in control anymore. He's going to be in control, and you're supposed to obey.
Okay.
Amen?
Amen.
You got that?
Yeah.
I repent of my idolatry and rebellion.
I repent of my idolatry and rebellion.
And I ask, Lord.
And I ask, Lord.
That you close the breaches in my spirit.
That you close the breaches in my spirit.
And make me whole.
And make me whole.
All right. Church, we're going to come into agreement with her prayer, and we're going to pray for her. In your prayer languages, please. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we bring this sister before you. I don't need you to pray in your prayer language. I need them to do it. I need you to get ready to cough, because I'm gonna call these demons out of you.
Okay.
In the name of Jesus, Father, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we, with the sword of the Spirit, we cut her free from every soul tie, ley line, silver cord, garland, chain, fetter, net, yoke, snare, and device of the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over the demons that entered her at conception, all the demons that have been transferred to her, all the religious spirits that were transferred to her, all the rebellion that is in her. Take a deep breath and cough those spirits out now in Jesus' name. Come up and out. All those spirits of idolatry and rebellion, come out. Inordinate affection, you're bound in Jesus' name. Spirits of lust, you're bound in Jesus' name. Lust of the flesh, lust of God. Come up and out in Jesus' name. Every second devil, you're bound in the name of Jesus. Asmodeus, Osmodeus, Incubus, Succubus, every lust devil, every sex devil, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. The deceiver, you are bound in Jesus' name. You're bound. Every lie, every deception, every delusion, come out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no right to be there. You must leave. Her body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Through every spirit that was transferred to her from her husband and her husband's side of the family, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we cut her free from you. We command you to come out of her right now. All of the witchcraft spirits coming down his side of the family, we bind you in the name of Jesus. We send you into the spiritual cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Come out of her. Come out of her now. Every demon that entered her during their sexual intercourse, we bind you in Jesus' name. Come up and out of her. All of the demons that entered her during intercourse, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Come right out of her. Get out of her private. Come out. All of it. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Broken promises, infidelity, we bind you in Jesus' name. Come out. Treachery, you're bound in Jesus' name. Betrayal and uncleanness, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. All of backslidden spirits of Belial, you're bound in Jesus' name. Every backslidden spirit of Belial, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out. Come out of her and don't wretch her in Jesus' name. Spirits in the mind, passivity, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. All those passive devils sitting there all those years knowing things were wrong and not doing the right thing about it. Compromise. You're bound in Jesus' name. Every spirit of passivity and compromise, come out of her now in the name of Jesus Christ. Bowing the knee to Satan, we bind you in Jesus' name. Come out of her.
Come out of her. Every disease, Satan, that entered her from the beginning of their relationship unto now, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Come on out. COVID, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Bound. Inflammation in the lungs. You're bound in Jesus' name. Come on out. Go into the cave. Jesus for judgment. Father, we thank you for releasing your warring angels to war against the spirits that are warring against you. Loneliness, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Wantonness, you're bound in Jesus' name. Every unclean spirit, every sex devil, you're bound in Jesus' name. Every water spirit, every marine spirit, you're bound in Jesus' name. Strip off your scars in Jesus' holy name. You're bound in Jesus' name. All spirits of unforgiveness and bitterness, you're bound in Jesus' name. Lack of confidence, you're bound in Jesus' name. Lack of faith, you're bound in Jesus' name. Conditional love, you're bound in Jesus' name. Resentment, separation and divorce, you're bound. All the divorce spirits that came in, you're bound in Jesus' name. Wounded emotion, every wounded emotion, come out of her hand. In the name of Jesus Christ. All disobedience is bound in Jesus' name. All manipulation is bound in Jesus' name. Depression, you're bound. Worthlessness, you're bound. Emotional insulation. Being controlled by your emotions. Thinking with your feelings. Introspection. Guilt. Lack of self-discipline. Irresponsibility. Worry, doubt, fear, unbelief, anxiety. Self-condemnation. Self-hatred. Fear of failure. You're bound in Jesus' name. You're bound. Come on out. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Bound thought. You're bound in Jesus' name. The spirit that's been binding your thought life, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Spirit of fear, you're bound in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Spirit of fear, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Unrighteousness, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Error, you're bound in Jesus' name. Flattery, strong deception, slander, lies. You're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Unequally yoked, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come on out. Come on out. The perverse spirit, you're bound in Jesus' name. Wounded spirit, sexual perversion, repulsiveness, worrying, evil actions, filthy minded. Come on out in Jesus' name. Broken hearted, depression, paranoia, excessive mourning, inner bruises, inner hurt, insomnia, self-pity, heaviness, sorrow, sadness and grief. Come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of confusion, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Grieving the Holy Spirit, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come on out. All spirits of jealousy, anger, rage, revenge, spite, cruelty, contention, division. Come on out in the name of Jesus. All the seducing devils and spirits of bondage, he binds you in Jesus' name. Come on out of her. And quit wrestling her in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. On all these spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. The power of God on all these spirits in Jesus' holy name. We send you into the cage, bound and chained to the feet of Jesus for immediate judgment. Hallelujah. Even the spirits that were active when they met, at the moment they met, in Jesus' name, you come out too in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. We give you praise. Holy fire. Holy fire on these devils in Jesus' name. And that a disappointment and dissatisfaction, brokenhearted, come out in the name of Jesus. Grieving. Hey, grieving over the loss of love, bound in Jesus' name. Condemnation and guilt and sorrow bound in Jesus' name. Come on out. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Spirit spouses, you're bound. Spirit spouses, you're bound. Come on out in Jesus' name. Internalizing the pain, you're bound in the name of Jesus. All that pain, come out. All that emotional pain, come on out of it now in the name of Jesus. And every bit of it, all of it, all of it, all of the pain. Thank you. Stop choking and make yourself microscopic and come on out of there. Make yourself small and come out. Right now, in Jesus' name. Come out of there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for the cleansing. Thank you for the cleansing. Thank you for the cleansing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hopelessness found in Jesus' name. Leave her. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise, Lord. Thank you for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Come out all those pockets that you've gone into. There's no place for you to hide. Come on out now, all of you, in Jesus' name. There's no hiding place. Thank you, Lord. All the sex devils have got to go. You can't stay. I have a question.
Yes.
What kind of witchcraft is he in?
I'm sorry, what?
What kind of witchcraft is he associated with?
I don't know, but I know his
he had been admitted that his mother was involved, and I remember finding a book in their house, of a book of spells or something like that, and I asked him about that, and he said it was his mom's, but clearly he knew about it. So I don't know what involvement he had with it. I don't know what it was. And so I just know it was like this book of spells. And so that means
his mother was a witch. She's a witch.
All the witchcraft coming out now in the name of Jesus. All the witchcraft. Every spell. We break your gripping hole in Jesus' name. Every spell. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. Every spell, we break your grip and hold. In Jesus' name. You have no place in her life. You cannot proceed. You are bound in Jesus' name. Come on out. All those spells, all those sacrifices that she did. All those rituals she did, come on out in Jesus' name. All the evil that she did against his sister, come on out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Come out of every part of her body. Every place you've gone behind, come on out of her in Jesus' name. She doesn't belong to the devil anymore. She belongs to Jesus Christ. She wants nothing to do with the power of the devil, just the power of her loving Lord Jesus. We break the powers that the grandmother did over the grandchildren in Jesus' name. We break the spell. Every spell she did over the children, we break the spell and its power in Jesus' name. Thank you. Now, take a deep breath and ask the Lord Jesus to baptize you afresh with the Holy Spirit.
Lord Jesus, baptize me and anoint me with the Holy Spirit.
Now take a deep breath.
Thank you, Lord.
Receive ye the Holy Ghost. It's the holy fire of God. Take a deep breath. Breathe in and release your prayer language.
Toya shela ya to shatra balaya. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
Thank you.
Now, this is not all. There's going to be more deliverance. You probably need to go to the bathroom after this. You need to, every day, you need to sing to Jesus a blood song, okay?
Okay.
You need to keep coming up, keep asking the Holy Spirit to take you into our archive sermons and sermons all over the website. And take you to what you need, all right?
Okay.
We'll be up here on Sunday at 12:30. The Lord has a lot of work to do in you. A lot of mending and healing has to take place. And it's a process. Deliverance is a process. It comes out in layers.
All right. Okay. So you need to go, you're going to need to be very, very, very faithful. You need to come up in the chat room when we're on the air and follow whatever instructions are given and allow the Lord to move in your life. All right?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right.
Much.
God bless you. You may write me at GP Room. You may write me at gproom@outlook.com. Send me an email and talk to me about your situation.
Okay.
All right.
GP.
All right. God bless
outlook.
You.
Thank you.
GPRoom@outlook.com.
Okay, I got it.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. 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 Father, we just want to thank you. We just want to thank you for what you've done in her life, Lord. We want to thank you for what you've done in her life, Lord. We give you praise, Lord Jesus. We give you glory and honor. We thank you, Lord. Saints, we need to keep her in prayer, all right? We need to keep her and her children in prayer. Tonight, we're requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning all marriages, all of them. Marriage and romance was instituted by Almighty God. There is one lawgiver. He is the righteous judge. He is the Lord of hosts. Lord, you are the defender of the covenant. And so we ask you to adjudicate every marriage in Jesus' name. We're requesting an adjudication from the righteous judge concerning all child sex slaves and the withholding of justice from the comfort women of World War II. These young girls were forced into sex slavery for Asian military troops of World War II. The Japanese government to this day still has not accepted responsibility for what happened to these ladies, nor offered an official apology and certainly not any compensation. It appears that since these ladies are elderly now and many of them have passed away, the Japanese government is simply waiting for them to die off. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning the U.S. consumer prices accelerated in the year through December at their fastest pace in 39 years. New government data shows marking the seventh straight month of inflation running above 5% and a fresh sign that inflationary woes continue to weigh on American consumers. Shelter is the biggest component of this particular report, 33% of the index, and it is being wildly understated, with rents up 17.8% over the last year, the largest annual increase ever, and home prices up 19%. Also the largest annual increase ever. The true inflation rate is much higher than 7%. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning top U.S. health officials, including Anthony Fauci, scrambled in early 2020 to respond to public reporting of a potential connection between COVID-19 and the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. This response, which included a secret February 1st, 2020 teleconference, was loosely detailed and previously released in heavily redacted emails. Those emails strongly suggested that Fauci and a small group of top scientists sought to promote the natural origin theory, despite having evidence and internal expert opinions that pointed to the possibility of a leak from the lab. Unredacted versions of some of the emails were made public by lawmakers. on January 11th, the newly unredacted emails were released by the House Oversight Committee Republicans and confirm and illustrate a pattern of lies and cover-up. From the emails, it appears that the effort was spearheaded by so involved his boss, recently retired National Institutes of Health Director Francis Collins, as well as Jeremy Farrar, the head of the British Wellcome Trust. It was previously revealed that at least two scientists, both of whom had received funding from the National Institutes of Health, had told Fauci during the teleconference that they were 60% to 80% sure that COVID had come out of a lab. The most significant of revelations in the unredacted emails comes from these two of these scientists, Robert Gary and Michael Farzan, both noted the difficulties presented by the presence of a furin cleavage site in the COVID-19 virus, a feature that would later be cited as the defining characteristic of the virus. Amen. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning the Supreme Court appeared divided on Tuesday over a request from the federal government to deny bond hearings to certain immigrants held in detention for months or even years as backlogs leave them waiting for their cases to be resolved. The justices heard arguments in a pair of cases in which immigrants who had repeatedly entered the United States illegally contested their lengthy detentions, asserting that they are entitled under federal law to a bond hearing after 6 months. President Joe Biden's administration countered that no such requirement exists in the text of federal law. At issue are immigrants who are fighting deportation orders on the grounds that they face persecution in their home countries. The process can take months or years, and are years in deluge immigration courts, leaving the applicants languishing in detention. So there you have it, Saints. We have a busy world. Amen. We have a very busy world. But our Lord can handle it. Amen. Our Lord can handle it. Brother Marshall, are you ready? Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't hear him yet. Let me see what's going on here. I can't hear him yet. Okay, let me try here.
But can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you.
Oh, yeah, I called on the cell phone first. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sabrina, I don't know if you noticed in the chat room that Tim mentioned about his sister Jen, who was leaning toward the suicidal thing, which I had been in before, and Brother Bill had been in before, and God's no respecter of persons. So we ask you to deliver Tim's sister Jen, who calling in on 201, for whatever spirits are afflicting her, every spirit of oppression, depression, self-hatred, every ungodly spirit, we bind you. Every lying demon, we cancel your assignment to Jen. And every attack coming against Sister Marla, we cancel your assignments to all the saints. In Jesus' name, we plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of us. And we thank you, Father God, you're able to deliver Pat Holiday. She didn't have a Dr. Sabrina to go to. When the devils came to bother her as a young mother, Father, we thank you for delivering Pat Holiday, Father. What did she do? She talked to the spirit. She said, is there a real devil? He said, of course there's a real devil. And then she deduced, well, that must be a real God. She said, God, I don't know you at all, but if you're the real God, I'll serve you all my life. Deliver me from these demons. So that's all we need to do. It says, call upon the name of the Lord and you'll be delivered. We ask you to deliver all the saints and all those that will be saints from harm's way and all those coming into the body of Christ, all the descendants, every believer, in Jesus' name. And we're all in agreement according to Matthew 18:19, because you said if two of you all on earth agree to touch anything you ask, it shall be done in my Father which is in heaven. Father, we know you've heard all these prayers and all the requests that Sabrina, Dr. Sabrina has mentioned, Father. We thank you for hearing the request, Father God. And we thank you even answer before we ask. And why'd you do that? Because you sent your only begotten Son to bleed and die for a miserable wretch like me who wanted to kill myself some many years ago, Father, and I got pretty close. So, Father God, I thank you, Father God, you're able to deliver me, you're able to deliver all of us, and all those in harm's way, Father, in Jesus' name. It is written in Galatians 3:13 and 14, Christ hath redeemed us, the anointed one, the Son of the living God. He is our only Savior. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now, how did Father Abraham receive? He's the father of the faith. How did he receive the Holy Spirit? Melchizedek came forth bringing forth bread and wine. Well, why is that important? Because we call upon the name of the Lord, and you send the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name, just like it says in John 14:26. And thank you for that anointing that removes and destroys the yoke of the enemy. Thank you, Lord, for the sending the Holy Ghost, Father. Thank you for the spirit of adoption, Father. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus to draw us out of the muck and the mire and to change us from glory to glory. As we turn our eyes from all the little demons jumping up and down and say, oh, look at me, look at me. All the little demons jumping up and down, we turn our eyes and fix them on Jesus. And he's smiling on us. Thank you for drawing us with your loving kindness, Lord. You stretch your arms out wide and say, hey, I've loved you with an everlasting love. I have plans for your peace and not for evil, to give you an expected end. Now the God of hope fill all of us with all joy and peace in believing, that we may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Ghost. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts, all of our hearts, Jen's heart, Sister Marla's heart, all of our hearts, by the Holy Ghost, as we only receive, as we drink into one spirit with you, Lord. We drink it, like it says in 1 Corinthians 12:13. We take the cup of salvation and we drink into one spirit with you, Lord. Think of the anointing of the Lord Jesus with the oil of gladness above his fellows. For the joy set before him. That's why he hung on that tree. For Brother Bill, for Dr. Sabrina, for NK and Trish, and Tammy, and all the saints, for Robert and Tim and Jen. She's coming into the kingdom. It says in your, if she's not already, maybe she is already, we just don't know. I don't know. There's a lot of things I don't know, Father. So we ask for your divine intervention, adjudication for all the individual saints and all the people. Because all of our times are in your hands, and underneath are the everlasting arms. You've got us all. Thank you for hugging us close, close, close to your heart, Father. Here in his love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation, that is the substitute and sacrifice for my sins and all of our sins. I had a lot of sins. I've been going through deliverance for years and decades, and he's still working on me. And I'm gradually getting a little less gray. Praise the Lord. Thank you for loving us and washing us from our sins in your own blood and from Jesus Christ, who's the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Well, what are sins? Doing anything that's contrary to the will of the living God. And God doesn't make any junk. He doesn't make any junk. The Lord had to tell me that specifically. I found a little shiny thing in the ocean many years ago, and I dove down, whatever it was, 6-8 feet underneath to find it at the beach and picked it up. It was like a political pin, but it showed a rainbow, which is one of the signs of the covenant, by the way. And what did it say? God doesn't make junk, because I hated myself. Big time. That spirit of hatred wasn't just against others. It's really hard to love your neighbors yourself if you hate yourself. Really, really hard. So, Father, you told us we're supposed to love you with all of our hearts, minds, and souls. How do we do that? We want to seek you with all of our heart. We want to listen to you. Father God said, this is my beloved Son. Hear him. Martha was really busy doing all kinds of good things for the Lord. That was nice. But her sister Mary just sat at Jesus' feet and listened to him. Turn on the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If you have it on an MP3 player, an iPad, a little cassette tape or whatever, some people still have those, you know, a CD. You can download it. Miracle in a Church website has it. Praise the Lord. Father, we ask for your adjudication for all these things Dr. Sabrina read through, Father God. Your adjudication is concerning all the marriages, those that were meant to be, those that weren't meant to be. Marriage and romance was instituted by the Almighty God. There is one lawgiver. He is the righteous judge. He is the Lord of hosts. Lord, you are the defender of the covenant. And we thank you, Lord, for your word that's forever settled in heaven. in Jesus' name. You said in Psalm 30:12. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that tread down our enemies. The enemies coming against all the marriages created and put together by God in Jesus' name. We thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Ephesians 2:14, for he is our peace. Thank you, Jesus. Made peace by the blood of your cross, it says in the verse before it. That's how we get near to God, by the way. It says, draw nigh to God, and they'll draw nigh to you. If you ever wondered how to do that, take a little cup of juice, read his word, repent of your sins, drink into one spirit with him. He made peace by the blood of his cross. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. The blood is so powerful. It's not ordinary blood. Judas, who betrayed Jesus, he said it was the innocent blood. Only one is holy. Jesus is the holy one and the just. I wasn't just as if I never sinned until Jesus washed me in his blood. How do you do that? It touches your lips because it's the mouth that can defile us. Death and life is in the power of the tongue, as Dr. Sabrina told us previously. And in verse 14, for he is our peace. He makes peace between husband and wife too. For he is our peace who hath made both one, hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Isaiah 58:12. And they shall be of thee, and they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Things didn't look good. God can fix it. God can make it new, brand new, new creatures in Christ. Thou shalt raise up the foundation of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach. There's been a breach. God can fix it. The repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Thank you, Father. My wife and I don't know how many, we've been married 40 plus years. I have to look at my wedding band, but I'm not going to do that right, and see how many years it is exactly. More than 40, 45 anyway. And we both changed radically. Neither of us knew the Lord before we got married. First, my wife came to the Lord, and 5 years later, I did. That's when I first repented of my sins and believed on Jesus, doing the Romans Road thing, you know, confessed in Romans chapter 10, kind of a 9 to 11, wherever it is, 9 to 13. Romans 10, 13, call upon the name of the Lord and you'll be saved. That's what it says, Romans 10, 13. Well, I didn't know about the cup then. I didn't understand that. He's been teaching me little by little, day by day, a little bit more, line upon line. We thank you, Lord. And my wife and our marriage was on the rocks for all those years, and you put it back together. I went to a teaching down in Georgia for our older daughter. She was really sick because we heard that God was healing there, but we didn't know our marriage was going to be put back together that same time we went there almost 20 years ago now. Yeah, we both had been Christians by then, but I was carrying grudges and not a very good Christian. I didn't realize you can't carry grudges and go to heaven, because if God forgave us, we got to forgive everybody, because our problem's not with them. It's just with the spirits in them, or spirits speaking to them, or whatever. So, Father, the Lord, help me and help my wife. And we came out after that session. I didn't know they did deliverance, but that's what it was. I never heard of Dr. Pat back then, never heard of Dr. Sabrina, never heard of Brother Bill. But I went to this ministry I heard about from a lady at a health food store whose co-worker was healed. I believe the little testimony from a human being, but God's testimony is even more awesome. What was his testimony? The cup. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, the blood of Jesus. Father, you can fix the marriages, fix all the situations. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, maybe with fasting, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and your eyes are red with wine, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, selfishness, grudges, bitterness, turn from their wicked ways, all those usual things. Then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins and heal their land. Lord, have mercy on this nation and all the nations, whether at least two believers in the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The devil's so busy these days. He's busy, busy, busy. He knows his time is short, but Jesus already won the battle. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he himself, the Lord Jesus himself, took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had, H-A-D, it's past tense, had the power of death, that is the devil. Jesus is the power of life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. We ask you to breathe your life back into the marriages and every one of these situations, Father God, is attacking the children. We know, Father God, according to your word, and in you love the children. Jesus said, suffer the little children to come under, but in Matthew 18:14, it says, you don't even want these little ones to perish, Father. So, Father, we ask you to have mercy on all the children, all the child sex slaves. Have request your divine adjudication, intervention, Father God. The arm of the Lord is not too short to save. We ask you to, you restore the comfort to the women of World War II. All these young girls were forced to take sex slavery for the Asian military troops in World War II. We ask you, Father God, to intervene for all those, including the young children now, Father, the big children. You don't have grandchildren. All the children of all ages. I was molested as a child, too. I had a little bit of deliverance. I know a lot of deliverance I needed. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. You know how to deliver us all. Yeah, I was a mess. I was a big-time mess, but you can put me back together, and you're still working on it. And I thank you, Lord, to be able to put all these back together. Father, we ask for your divine adjudication, not just from the Japanese government, but your adjudication, Father God, and all those involved in all the offenses against the children of all ages and all generations, Father God, and all those in the sex slavery and the trafficking of the children and the children being rushed across the southern border in the United States, Father God, to do God knows what. You do know all things are naked and open to the eyes of him with whom we have to do it. That's what it says in Hebrews. Was at 4:13, right after the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. That's why people who are in sin don't like to hear the word of God, because it says, oh, Marshall, you need to repent of that other sin again. He said, but he's forgiven much, loveth much. It's wonderful to find out something else you can repent of. You know, masturbation is not something the Lord likes. I used to do that after I was a Christian too, but the Lord delivered me. I'm not the same anymore. Don't do that anymore. I used to exceed the speed limit. Why? Because it was just a speed demon. But I didn't know that. I thought it was just fun. I thought it was me. It wasn't me. It was the demon. I had to repent. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord. You're able to deliver all those children and all those children that were abducted in different lands and different areas, Father God, including in Nigeria by Boko Haram. Father God, deliver all the children that have been abducted and taken against their will. And maybe even the parents selling them, as we heard about from the people in Afghanistan, parents selling their children so they can have some food because they're hungry and it's winter and the Americans left and how are they going to have food? And, Father, we ask you, Father God, to realize we need to call upon the name of the Lord. You can rain bread down from heaven. You can provide all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus if we'll just turn to you. And how do we see you? Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Fire enfolding itself. It says the beginning of Ezekiel. And that's what the blood represents, a fire enfolding itself. Because it says, Father God was in the Lord Jesus, reconciling the world unto himself. You can reconcile all these people to yourself, and we ask you to do so, Father, in Jesus' name. Including all those. We ask your divine intervention, Father God, in Jesus' name. And it says in Isaiah chapter 9, 6 and 7, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name, the name of the Lord Jesus, his name shall be called Pele, which is the Hebrew word for wonderful, means secret, by the way, wonderful, counselor, the mighty God, El Gabor, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He came in the name of his Father. We heard that today from Matthew, right? Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And Jesus came riding in on a little foal of an ass. So what am I? Like a little foal carrying the Lord. I'm just an ass. I don't mean to put myself down. I've done that before. Forgive me, Father, in Jesus' name. I'm sorry. You don't make junk. The Prince of Peace. You are the Prince. You made peace by the blood of your cross. The Prince of Peace. And of thine increase, I got to read that again. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. We ask you to perform it, Father, in Jesus' name. Ask for your divine intervention, adjudication for all those including the old elderly women from World War II and all the current children, all those in every place, every nation, in Afghanistan and in Africa, every nation where they've been abused and carried off, Father God, in Jesus' name. You ask for your divine adjudication, Father God, in Jesus' name. God, it is a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God. Those people that do nasty things to children, ooh, it is a very, very, very nasty. And it says, in fact, this is pointed out in Matthew 18:6. But who shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, and even those that are coming to him after they've been molested too, them which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone should be hanged about his neck, and that he should be drowned in the depths of the sea. We ask for your divine adjudication, Father God, for all those that have been offended, Father God, all those children, not just in Catholic churches, Father God, but all those that have been affected by those in World War II and all those that have been affected, all their children, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask for adjudication from the righteous judge concerning U.S. consumer prices for the rising of the fastest pace in 39 years. And this was not a little boo-boo, a little mistake. I don't think so. We ask you, Father God, that you'll deliver all the children, all those who have called upon the name of the Lord Jesus and those that will call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, because it says the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. And we know that the signs of inflation are all over the place because they know the U.S. dollar can't go on forever. It's based on wishful thinking. Not backed by anything, but people willing to accept it. And Sabrina had already read, shelter is the single biggest component of the consumer price index, about 33%, and being wildly understated. It says it only went up by 4.1%, which is not true. Rents are up 17.8%. In fact, overall inflation is up a lot more. And home prices are up 19%, largest annual increase ever. Why is that? Well, all these people that have any money, they want to get it out of fake dollars and put it into something that's tangible, something of any worth. And by the way, the greatest investment you can make if you don't have much money is to go buy some food that will last. If you like cans of soup, some of us have been having soup recently. It's really nice. But you can make your own soup, but you can get the ingredients for it. You get dried broth, bone broth or whatever in little packets. Doesn't take up much space, and you can even take it with you. And you can buy all kinds of food items that last. And we thank you for that, Father God. Little things. Think about Jesus. He can multiply loaves and fishes. Some people have a few cans of tuna. They used to sell brown bread in cans. They used to sell flour in bags. You still sell it. You can get wheat, whole wheat, and you get a little flour grinder too. Things that last like that. And you can buy rice and stick it in a bucket with oxygen-absorbing packets. I just saw some recently at a place. They were selling organic rice on sale for 15 pounds for $30. That was a pretty good price. And 6 months from now, it's going to be more than that. That's what they're saying. So, Lord, teach all your servants to be wise. Teach all of your servants to be wise as the enemy, wise as snakes and harmless as doves. It's not quite how the scripture goes, but it's close to that. Forgive me for that loose paraphrase, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask you to help us all to know what to do, Father God. And we ask you, Father God, for all those people, the greedy ones and the global elite that have all their plans to bring about the so-called Great Reset that Pat Holliday warned us about many years ago, Father God. Trump and the Reset, she told me about many years ago now. I didn't know what she was talking about, but we're starting to find out. It's a book written about the Great Reset. They want to do this. They want to change things. They want everybody to have nothing, to be living in a little box, and be happy, because they want to control everybody from without, from about 5G and all the nasty stuff that they're putting into them. And Father God, grant all of your servants to be wise, to know what to buy, what not to do, and what to do, Father, in Jesus' name. You said, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth all men liberally and upbraideth not. And you don't even give me a hard time, Father. And I've often asked according to that. And sometimes you just show me little snapshots. You show us what we're supposed to see. So give us eyes to see, ears to hear, new and understanding hearts. Help us to have new hearts, Father God. Brand new hearts, Father. You can give us new hearts, like you said in Ezekiel 36:26. Give us new hearts to follow after Jesus with all of our heart. We were asked for adjudication from the righteous judge concerning U.S. health officials concerning Dr. Fauci, Father God. Father God, if you can deliver him from those lying spirits and the spirits of of pride and greed and whatever else. If I'm accusing somebody who could be a brother, I repent, Father. I don't want to do that. But you told to pray for those in authority. He seems to be in authority still. Why he's not in prison, I don't know. But I guess the demons have been busy. Father, we ask you to deliver all those, Father God. But he's not the only one. He's just the front man. They're all the ones behind him, and some of the ones Sabrina read about, kind of, they scrambled the early 2020 response, the public reporting of potential connections between COVID-19, the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. And in fact, a lot of stuff's come out about this recently, Father God, and we thank you for bringing this to light, and we thank you, Father God, for those that have done it, but there's a lot more going on, Father God. We know there's that actual battle, and we do speak confusion, division, enemies camp, confusion, division, enemies camp, confusion, division, enemies camp, between the Illuminati, between the people in the so-called white hat version of, there is such a thing, of those that serve Satan in the Masonic Lodge. I don't know if there's such a thing, Father God. At least maybe it's a less dark shade of black anyway. Let's just put it that way. They don't want to have to kill the children with the jabs, Father. That's the only thing. They're willing to let the children go free. So if we think of that little bit of grace, Father, Father, we ask you to bring to light what needs to be brought to light, Father God, in Jesus' name. And every witchcraft curse sent against all the people of all the nations, every witchcraft curse, every spirit from the spirits of insanity, mass hypnotism, mass psychosis, all the demons, Satan, you, the mind binder, and all your underlings are perpetually, continually bound in Jesus' name, according to Matthew 18, Matthew 16:19, and Mark 3:27, and Matthew 12:29. We first bind the strong man. We command every one of your underlings to be bound as well in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, more with us than with them. Ask you, Father, to send additional reinforcing angels, warring angels, whatever angels are necessary. We do thank you for the angel of the Lord that encampeth round about them, that have a holy reverence, a holy fear of you, Lord, and delivers them. Continue to deliver all of those in harm's way, Father. And Satan, you're bound. All your underlings are bound. Every ungodly spirit seeking to kill, steal, and to destroy. Zeus, every spirit of Zeus, every spirit behind warfare, every spirit behind what's trying to stir up strife and warfare all over the globe, and not just in Ukraine, all over the place at the southern border, all over the place trying to turn people of different color skin against one another, people of different versions of slanty eyes one against another. Can you imagine? Some people in the United States can't tell the difference between Koreans and Japanese, but over there, oh, they think it's a big difference. Father God, some people think it's a big difference if you're from the south or from the north. Father God, we ask you to deliver us from every ungodly spirit. Satan, you're bound, all your underlings are bound from our position, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, according to Proverbs 18:10. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they're safe. And it's written in the end of Psalm 91, because he set his love upon me, we love you, Abba. Thank you, Father God, for the spirit of adoption. We love you, King Jesus. Love you, Holy Ghost. Therefore, I deliver him. Please deliver us all, Father, in Jesus' name. He said, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Because he set his love upon me, according to Psalm 91, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath what? Known my name. The name of God, written in the blood of the only Creator God. Because he hath known my name, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. And I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Thank you for answering our prayers, Father, and satisfying us with a long, satisfied life, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask you to teach those in the different versions of the political realm what it means to serve the one true and living God. What will a man give in exchange for his soul? Some people have said, well, I got $10 million from the CCP, so I could just betray my own country. It's okay to do that, isn't it? Nope, it's not. So, Father God, it's been revealed by many different people, including Dr. Francis Collins, as well as Jeremy Farrar, the head of the British Wellcome Trust. All these things have been uncovered and revealed. Those things done in secret are being revealed as we've been praying. We thank you for doing that, according to Matthew 10:26, Mark, 4:22, several places in Luke, including 12:2 in Jesus' name. We thank you for uncovering what's going on, Father God. You told us not to be afraid of it. You're going to uncover it, and we thank you for doing so and revealing what's going on in all the levels and all the layers. even help me, Father. every spirit coming against this voice and coming against this temple, Holy Spirit, I bind you, command you to rend nothing, harm no one on the way, coming against each one of us. Loose in Jesus' name. From my position seat in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, our position seat in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, command there be no further flow of power communication from the demons of the second heavens, the bush and the deep, to all those who are interceded for, willing to see for, including those making decisions in the U.S. federal government and all those making decisions that look like they're in positions of authority, but the real authority rests with the Lord Jesus in Jesus' name. We command there be no further flow of power communication from all the demons to all those who have interceded for, those coming into the body of Christ, those at the lower levels that are squealing, that are spilling the beans on what their bosses have told them to do. We thank you for telling them, showing, bring to light what's going on, that they were more than 60% sure that COVID had come out of a lab. And yes, it did. It was a bioweapon. It was not just a little accidental virus. Kind of within, because we thank you for the new ongoing revelations concerning the unredacted emails from all these different sources, Father God, in Jesus' name. Known of the difficulties by the presence of the cleavage at the in the they call it the furin cleavage site in the COVID-19 virus that would later be cited to define the characteristics of the virus. We thank you, Father God, that you're bringing to light what's been going on, that this was not just a little happenstance, that this was well planned many, many years ago, actually. And we thank you, Father God, for overturning the plans and wiles and schemes of the enemy, because you said so simply in Joel 2:32, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, take a little cup of salvation, call upon the name of the Lord, shall be delivered. And we thank you for delivering us, Father. And we give you praise and honor and glory. Say, believe in the Lord Jesus and be sozo in your household. Saved, healed, delivered, preserved, made whole, and your household, even according to Acts 16:31. In Jesus' name, we ask your adjudication from the righteous judge concerning the Supreme Court. Seem to be divided on Tuesday over a request from the federal government to deny bond hearings to certain immigrants held in detention for months or even years as backlogs leave them waiting for cases to be resolved, not to mention those from the so-called January 6th nonsense in Jesus' name, which was planned by the deep state. We ask for your divine intervention, Father God, in all these cases and deliver all those in harm's way. Ask God to pray that justice has heard arguments in a pair of cases, had repeatedly entered the United States illegally, contested their lengthy detentions, asserting that they are entitled under federal law to a bond hearing after 6 months. President Joe Biden's administration countered that no such requirement exists in the text of federal law. At issue are immigrants who are fighting deportation orders on the grounds that they face persecution in their home countries. The process can take months or years in deluged immigration courts, leaving the applicants languishing in detention, just like many are languishing in detention in what's called D.C. We ask you to deliver all those, including Afghanistan and all those in many different nations that are languishing in detention, those that are being locked down by their own governments, so the people that are supposed to be their leaders, people that were supposed to be legally elected, but maybe they were, or maybe they were just put there. Maybe they were just planted there, just like a regime. So, Father, we ask you to bring to light what's really going on, and we ask you to deliver us from every attack and wile and scheme of the enemy. We thank you for doing so, Father. We thank you for your mercies that are new every day, Father. We give you praise and honor and glory for all of Trisha's praise report. We thank you, Father God, for hearing the praises of the young lady who called in tonight, Father God. Now you're making a new creature out of her, Lord, and for all of us. And may pain clear up my voice. Every spirit coming against this voice, the temple of the Holy Spirit, I bind you, every ungodly spirit, including every unclean spirit, every ungodly spirit. According to the word of living God. And not only in Psalm 79:12, they're exposing what's going on, Lord, even in Proverbs chapter 6. Verse 30 and 31. So he said, men do not despise the thief, but you died on Calvary. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. Give all the substance of his house, all those that are stealing, Father God, from your children must be restored sevenfold. Uncovering what's going on, Father.
My love's still the same.
thought I'd buy
Matthew 18:19. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.